Hello and welcome to another episode of Be Kind, Be Positive, Be Yourself. Today is episode 141, and today I want to do a gentle reminder about the power of a second chance. We hear about second chances all the time growing up, and sometimes they're even used in situations where a parent or a teacher or an older adult is trying to teach a younger child or even someone in high school or a younger person that second chances are very valuable. Second chances, you don't get many of them. You don't get any more than a second chance. You got to use your second chances and so on. And so as I've taught this new role as a kindergarten teacher right now, it has shown me the power of the second chance. And when I think about a second chance, we all have to decide what is quote unquote worthy or deserving of second chances in life. You know, a kid gets an ice cream cone, drops the ice cream all over the floor. Do they get a second chance to get another ice cream, or do you go away from ice cream altogether? Now, that is kind of a silly, very small scale example. My point being that we all have to make choices in life, and really, we all have to make choices about how we view second chances. And like I said, what is deserving of a second chance? And there's no right or wrong answer. There's going to be a wide range of how people feel about this. But I wanted to bring this forward because I was thinking a lot about second chances. And I was thinking a lot about how often people get judged on things that people themselves have gotten second chances on, that same exact thing or behavior or thought that person's going through. And like I said, in a kindergarten classroom, you see this all the time. And to me, it's less about second chances, but more about fresh chances, restarts, learning, growing, practicing things. And I don't think that the practicing stops after a certain age or a certain grade in school. Obviously, there are things that society says that, you know, if you get so many speeding tickets, you know, there's consequences. Or there are certain things, you know, as you get older that you're expected to be able to get less chances on. My point is that I don't think that the chances or the second chances or the more than second chances is unforgiveness stop after a certain age. Because to me, really, second chances come down to forgiveness, practicing, and it's almost like an honesty. Because if I give you a second chance, and there's a, like I said, there's a wide range of not only what you think is deserving of a second chance, but also the type of second chances that we give out or that we get ourselves. You know, there's a lot of second chances with friendships, relationships, at work. And I think the key to a second chance is honesty and vulnerability, because I myself have been given a lot of second chances from a lot of different people, and I have not forgotten them. I'm very grateful for them. And if you take a second chance or more than a second chance and you learn from it, and it's the old cliche, you know, mistakes aren't really mistakes as long as you learn from them. And if you think about a second chance, it's not really, you know, hey, don't do that again, you get a second chance. There's more learning and more depth than that. But I think that we could give more chances to each other, and we could use more forgiveness. And I can't speak for every single one of us, but in my experience, as I look around and conversations that I've had or feelings that I've had or things that I've gone through, there's a lot of quick judgment that seems to happen. And it seems like a lot of people are walking on a tightrope, so scared to fall off because they don't know the next time they're going to get a chance to get back up. So I just wanted to have a gentle reminder today that there is a lot of power in giving people forgiveness and giving people chances. I'll never be able to tell you what you should forgive and what is non-negotiable for you. We all have our different non-negotiables that don't get chances, and forgiveness, we all feel differently. There's a wide range of how we feel about forgiveness, but I just wanted to use today's episode as an opportunity to send you a gentle reminder that look for areas in your life where more forgiveness could happen? Or is there someone that you've been really thinking about giving a second chance, but you didn't know why or why not to give that person another chance? Could be it, you know, and second chances come with a lot of emotions. There's a lot of things that maybe someone did something to you, and it would take a lot to give that person another chance. And also, I want to be clear that maybe another chance isn't helpful or healthy. And I think that's where it gets tricky, you know? It's sometimes hard to know, should I give this person another chance? Should I give this situation another chance? Should I go try this again? You know, should I get back out there? And that's something that we all have to decide. And unfortunately, it's hard to tell with second chances right away, because sometimes second chances take time. Forgiveness takes time, and it can get really, it's not always pretty. You know, forgiveness isn't always pretty, and people make mistakes, and, you know, people might make that same mistake again, and you have to decide where your forgiveness is going, who or what gets your energy. And so I think that can get tricky as well. I wanted to make sure that you felt that I was not saying just go around and give forgiveness and second chances all over the place, because that would also be hurtful to your energy. You know, our forgiveness and our emotional energy is something that we hold very tight to us. It's very personal. So I'm saying look for the healthy forgiveness. Look, because when we can forgive and we can give chances for people to grow, it's such a freeing and releasing experience. And so I just want us all to feel that, and all of us to be in this together so that we can grow and we can practice things. And so that was just on my mind today, and I wanted to send that out as a gentle reminder. And I hope that you're doing amazing. I hope that you're remembering that you deserve to be here. Please remember to be kind, be positive, be yourself. Remember that trans rights are human rights. Black Lives Matter. Hope to continue that taking care of yourself and taking care of the people that you love. It's such a short run that we get on this life, and we really don't know a lot of things that are going to happen. So please continue to take care of yourself, and I will see you on the next one.